I'm Andrew Schneider, a 92.1 KRLS, here with Seth Walraven, a qualifier for the second consecutive year from Knoxville at cross country. You navigated a really tough field again. Congratulations. What does it mean to be going back to Fort Dodge?
Oh, it's a great honor. There's a bunch of guys around me that are super fierce competitors. It's just an honor to go with those guys.
Well, and what about this course seems to bring out the best in you? Because you had a great race last year. And what were the things that you remembered from last year that you brought into this year's race?
Oh, it's such a flat course, and that really works to my strong suit because I struggle with hills. And I guess that's probably the biggest thing I brought from last year, just working on the flat course and pushing myself.
Well, and you saw a field here today that had, I think, four ranked teams and I think somewhere around five or six ranked guys. How does that push you to know that you are racing some of the best of the state? And what does that mentality do for you when you're at a race like this?
Well, with those guys, you know they're going to be fierce competitors, so you got to be fierce back. And you got to work with them, push each other. Like, I was running with Akira Lopez. I know my parents know their parents from working. He's a super fierce competitor, and we pushed each other really hard. And it was just a comfort knowing that we were with each other.
At the same time, that's pushing you. What's that like knowing you've got fast guys behind you, probably 10 or 20 deep? And how motivating is that knowing that as you get closer and closer to the finish line, I got to be up here?
Oh, it's more scary than a motivation, to be honest, because they're coming up from behind and you're just like, those guys cannot catch me. They cannot catch you, because if they do, your race is just done.
So you're going to get to go back. What do you remember from last year at Fort Dodge that you think you're going to take into this upcoming week of preparation and the things that you're going to be doing to kind of tune up? And going back, I'm sure, is a big, big advantage.
Going back is a super big advantage, because last year it was a bit of a struggle because I didn't know the course nearly as well as I would have liked to. So that'll be a huge advantage.
Well, it seems like you got a really tight-knit team, and I know that they're probably going to come watch you. What's it like to have that behind you and to have the program with Coach Splavec, both Splaveks, and all the things that have been behind you on your run to state now 2 years in a row?
It's super great. I was a late joiner. I joined my sophomore year instead of my freshman year, and just it was kind of a given that this was a great group of guys that all helped motivate and push each other. They were all super just awesome dudes.
And what are your goals heading into this week now, knowing that you've been there before, you've seen some of the guys who are probably going to be competing for at least a top 20 finish? What are the things that are in your purview?
I guess one of my biggest goals is finishing higher up, because last year I didn't run great. I think I was a 17:47, and I want to be low 17s there now that I know the course.
Seth Walraven, congratulations on a great race, and all the best to you at state.
Thank you.